All right, guys, it's the Andrew Podcast coming at ya. Kylie, say hi. I see you. Love you. Say hi.
Hi.
All right, here we go. Podcast of the week, actually. This is the first one we're coming out with on the grow. Andrew. Yes. I'll do a little podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, guys, this is the first podcast. I'm just going to call it Andrew coming at ya. We don't know anything yet. I'm just going to get the ball rolling, and then we'll start going from there. We got Jeremy.
Yes.
What do you go by?
Go by Jeremiah. Jeremiah's Jared 3.
Jared 3. He got a lot, but he's my cousin, older cousin on my dad's side. And we've been bodybuilding or into fitness since 2012, right?
Yeah.
At least 6 years on and off, experimenting with dieting, doing certain types of training. And right now, you are on this not really talked about diet. We just saw on the Joe Rogan show that they're talking about this carnivore diet.
Yeah, it's relatively new. Not very many people have researched or done long-term studies on it yet, but I'm one of the guinea pigs.
You're always a guinea pig, though.
Exactly. And that's the reason I did it, because let's talk about my history. Like, I started off with the basic count your macros. You know, if you're into bodybuilding, you know about macros.
If it fits your macros, count your macros, all that type of stuff. The basic, you know, fundamentals of getting into, you know, what type of macronutrients you need to eat for your calorie count to build, to bulk, or to cut or maintain.
Yeah, a little summary on all the types of diets now. Macros, for people who don't know what macros are, there are three primary macros. Number one, which is carbohydrates, our main fuel source. Number two, protein, which is the building blocks for muscle. And the third one, which is fat, which is crucial for development of like cell membranes, brain cells, even like helping you with satiety. So like keeping you satisfied or full.
And you can, and with those three macronutrients, you can see through even in, you know, history and people's diets, cultures, countries that have a higher fat diet are likely to be more book smart, or can focus a lot more.
Yeah.
Like you look at in Asia, India, you have a lot of these people who higher fat diet, they're more, you know, the doctors and the lawyers, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can go into specific demographics. Even the Mediterranean diet, which a lot of people claim to be one of the healthiest,
mm-hmm.
Living, you know, long last
longevity.
Longevity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's high in like things like olive oil, and a lot of you know, those healthy fats. So, but I mean, when it comes to the American diet, it's a
threesome.
It's a threesome, which is pretty much all three at once, but the thing is...
which is dangerous.
It's dangerous.
People don't know this. Threesomes. Remember, guys, you never want to have a threesome, okay?
Now, the thing is, every macro serves a certain function. Most people will never learn a macro, and that's another thing. They will never teach you macros in school. I didn't know what a macro was until I was 25. You know how bad that is?
Yeah. So you're here, 20, like, 21 years old. I didn't know.
And then, I took a health class. In college, and I BS'd it, you know, even after the class, I didn't really still understand, because they didn't really teach me what like a carb was. I was like, and then even when I tell people like I can't eat carbs, they would even ask me, does pasta have carbs? And like, okay, that means
you
society,
didn't get to, no one knows.
Does not know what carb is. So but I mean, the concept of dieting is pretty much not even dieting, it's understanding your food. Anything you eat is your diet. So we're just talking about what you're eating, because essentially the concept of diet is, for most people, it's starvation. And what they end up doing is they eat salads, which is low calorie, literally no.
Yeah, you're burning whatever your basal metabolic rate is on top of eating, you know, empty calories in a salad. You're gonna lose weight. That's obvious.
And the fallacy is, like, people will eat salad, but then they'll put the salad dressing, and that's where all the sugars and fats come in. So the thing is, a lot of people just don't understand what they're doing. The concept of getting lean, people think about eating salad. People think about, you know, portion control maybe, but mainly you hear about the salad, you know? But then you don't realize you can probably eat rather than just eat salad, you can eat a lot of steak or a lot of beef or protein, you know, and you can eat as much as you want and you
better results.
You get better results. Now, the thing is, the primary factor is not really, well, essentially it is calorie.
That is basic form.
The net calorie intake.
Yeah.
So it's really just a math problem. So when it comes to like if it fits your macros, as long as you're underneath your
calories your, for every day,
then you're gonna lose weight. Now the thing is, there are, it goes beyond that. It's more complicated than that. If you know what macros to use, you can strategically choose which ones are more efficient or more effective. So
tailored to what you're trying to achieve in your fitness goal. You want to get bigger, gain weight. You know, threesomes, you can have threesomes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to add on a lot of...
Yeah, that's going to give you the bump to exceed your maintenance.
Your calories. Yeah.
Which is, it's essential to just have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But,
surplus.
But I mean, the basic concept of building muscle, people say you just need a surplus of 500 calories a day.
Yeah, remember every 300 or 3,500 calories equals 1 pound gain or loss.
That's right, that's right.
So that's just a basic math problem. Now we're going into like problem solving, right?
Yeah.
Word problems with this.
Yeah.
Now you, like what Jeremy was saying, the things you got to know about these three macronutrients is how to use both of them together, not all three at one time, both of them together at certain times of the day with whatever type of diet you're having. Right now he's on the carnivore diet. So what are you, out of those three, what is he using the most?
Now in this particular diet, it's specifically catered towards a more of a ketogenic style approach.
So it's higher fat and protein.
Essentially. So with this, the macros, we're focusing on our fat and protein, and we're just practically ignoring the carbs. Now people will be confused because carbs are your main source of fuel. But because with this approach, essentially what you do is when you starve yourself of carbs for maybe about 48 to 72 hours, your body will get into an emergency state where it's going to be looking for alternate sources of fuel. So pretty much...
Because the carbs, go back track. Your body uses glycogen. You have glycogen, you produce glycogen, and carbohydrates replenish the glycogen stores in your body. If you don't have any carbohydrates, you're gonna, as you're walking, doing whatever activities you do, your glycogen is going to deplete, and you're not replenishing it with any carbohydrates.
Right.
Your body's gonna go to emergency mode. So emergency mode.
Exactly. Now think of it this way. Now people, when people say glucose, glycogen, it's kind of confusing because they're big words. But if you think about carbohydrates, it's the same thing as glucose, because glucose is what makes carbohydrates. Now, whenever we say glycogen, that's pretty much the family of glucose. So, and what is glucose? It's essentially sugar. It's essentially the tiniest molecule of a carbohydrate. Like, for example, if I say we're gonna restore your glycogen stores, it's like fuel. Like a car has a tank, right? We have a glycogen tank.
The glucose.
So once your tank is empty, now you want to, we just use these words, interchange these words. So when we say glycogen stores, we're just practically storing up our glucose tank, mm-hmm. our carbohydrate tank.
Glycogen tank, yeah.
So with the ketogenic approach, they practically ignore carbohydrates, and then instead they choose fats as fuel. Now, the thing is, that's interesting, right? Because what kind of fats are we talking about? Well, we're talking about your own body fat.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about fat that you eat from food. So once your body realizes it's not getting carbohydrates for the next few hours, it's going to find something else. So essentially, fats become the next fuel source. And the way it does that is it uses the fats to create ketone bodies. Now, ketone bodies is created from fats, but those ketone bodies become your new glucose.
Mm-hmm. It's the new energy source.
That's your new energy source.
Then through the fat on your body is being used as energy and fuel. So no more, guys, glycogen's gone, carbs gone, glucose, that is gone. Now fat, ketone body, your source of fuel. This is the ketogenic diet.
Yeah. Now, why would somebody want to do the ketogenic diet? Okay, that's probably the first question. Well, it's a different beast altogether, because what it does is, rather than using glucose for power and strength, you're using fats, which you actually have a lot of on your body already. But the thing is, your body's gonna always need more fat. So how are you gonna get energy instead of eating rice or, you know?
You throw more fat into your mouth.
Yeah, you practically just eat more fats. And what are the best fats? I mean, there's all types of fats, but a lot of people in the ketogenic diet will primarily go to
plant-based, or
I mean, essentially you wanna get the fattier meats. So when we're talking about what kind of meat should I get? Now, a lot of people, if you're not doing the ketogenic diet, you're going to want to stay away from the fatty meats.
You know?
You're going to want to stay with the lean meats. But when you're on the ketogenic diet, you're allowed to do the fatty meats. And we're talking about eggs, like the yellow part. We're talking about bacon. We're talking about
steak.
We're talking about
cheese, butter, milk.
Yeah. So we're talking about, you can
the
have
the yummy stuff.
Yeah. And the thing is, and we could get into salt too later.
Yeah, salt is a big factor with keto because
you can increase
the whole, hydration, electrolyte, your all that type of stuff. But back to just the types of fats, you separate them in two different categories. You're doing the carnivore diet, so the carnivore diet does not have your avocado, your almonds, your coconut oil, none of that plant stuff. This is straight from animal source, so you're getting butter, milk, bacon, steak. Those are the higher fat foods that you're using in this diet, and that in turn is the source of your body using energy for it being keto.
Yes. Now the thing is, we jumped keto altogether. I was actually on keto on and off, primarily like the last month I was actually on keto. I actually upgraded to upgraded to carnivore diet.
So difficulty level increased.
Yeah, well, essentially, simplicity, this is even more minimal. This is even more simple. But the reason why I did that was because it's the same thing, except you just don't eat plants or get plant-sourced foods. So I stopped buying avocados. I stopped buying coconut oil. I stopped buying spinach. I stopped buying foods with fiber, you know? And now my body is just relying on basically the bare essentials, which is beef, salt, and water, and eggs. And then people are gonna argue, hey, that's the thing. It takes a little bit of courage, I would say. But then when I first heard out, I thought that was crazy. I was like, this is not right.
Like, dude, it's straight. Just meat in your body.
Yeah. And then the thing is, maybe the first 3 days you might be doubtful. But then after the second or third day, it just clicked. And I was just like, you know what? I can keep this going. And it became a week. And then it became 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, I didn't even need caffeine anymore. Like, honestly, I woke up and I was more energized than I ever was before. It's weird.
That's crazy.
And the funny thing is, I tapered down my caffeine because now I'm just so sensitive to caffeine. So in a sense, it sort of reset my body. I think the virtue of this whole diet is it's an elimination diet. It just practically clears your body of fiber, all of the things that my body was used to. It just practically cut it down to the base, pretty much the base essentials, which is amino acids, maybe a little bit of sodium, you know, maybe a little bit of water, you know. That's about it, just water.
So with this diet, it's fairly new. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in the past who have tried it, and now it's kind of getting attention.
It's only been 21 days for me.
So 21, yeah.
This is what I believe as of today. My research hasn't, you know.
So goals-wise, now we're going into this. A lot of you out there are just like, okay, random, the carnivore diet. Like, there's a goal towards it. Are you trying to build muscle? Are you trying to cut? What are you trying to attain right now for, you know, the purpose of this diet?
That was the most important question. I was like, what was the reason for this? And for me, it was essentially focus.
So you wanted to kind of not rely on stimulant.
Exactly. Okay. I wanted to cut down on stimulants. I wanted to cut down on, I mean, I could show you my grocery list, but I was buying vegetables every 3 days. And then I was just getting sick of the whole concept of like, is this, what is this? I don't know if this is even true.
Yeah.
And then I just decided, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to... Let's try this. I actually wanted to do a fast. Like,
oh, just, you did? Just straight just fast? Yeah.
But then I was like, yeah, the carnivore diet is probably the best thing because...
Well, it's one of the closest things to a probably. Fast. If you think about it, if you're just choosing beef as your source of meat, it's elimination, like you said.
Yeah, but it's
you
also...
You can also... I mean, we go back... Let's, you know, this is elimination diet. You can also do the same thing with, okay, no protein and no fat. We're going to go straight with plant-based.
Yeah.
That's a fat. That's something where it's kind of just, you know, you take meat and all those type of things out of your diet.
Yeah, and that's something I don't talk about because I've never done it. But if when I do it, then
you're going to lose gain.
Probably, right? You know that. Yeah. All I know is I can only speak about what I've done.
Mm-hmm. And then, just a straight carb diet, right?
Exactly.
If you did that, what if...
Exactly.
Just straight sugar and carbs, no fat or protein. Like,
dude, imagine that. Imagine, you know, on top of your lifestyle, you know, just seeing how that would work. Just
spiking your...
Changing the variables. But reason, okay, why did I do the carnivore diet? Okay.
The goal. So you wanted to build muscle. Or no, focus. You wanted focus.
Focus. Building muscle was one thing. It was mainly just maintaining strength. Because building muscle, I'm just going to straight up say it, carbs.
You need, yeah.
You kind of need carbs. That's
the most optimal way to grow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. If you want to win the race like a tortoise, you might be fine without carbs. It'd be slow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to make the real gains, I'd say carbohydrate fuel would be more efficient because that gives you more power. It allows you to do the PRs. You know, you get the max strength.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you were to do keto or if you were to do fat based diet, you're actually you get better mind muscle connection, you get better endurance. Actually, a lot of marathon runners and endurance mm-hmm. people, they claim that keto is superior because the person who's fueled by keto, you know,
yeah, it's more of an endurance type
they're
thing.
Gonna last the race, whereas the guy who's eating carbs, they're gonna be like, okay,
yeah, you know, because it's two different energies right there. Exactly. You're thinking about those two different energies. You got endurance and then you got someone who wants to build muscle and build strength.
Exactly.
Two different ball games. You got to use the keto diet to its advantage, and right. You know, people usually cut and shred on it, right?
Exactly. Now I would have to say, now if you want to talk about cutting, we're just gonna sidestep to a different topic altogether. The best ways to cut. All right, now you can basically follow the approach where you just kind of cut your calories, 500 calories a day.
Yeah.
Do the slow approach
every week, go right. down, taper.
Now the thing is, the interesting thing is that your body gets used to that after a while. So if the first 21 days, maybe the first 14 days, you're gonna find some amazing results. But then after the 21st day, you're gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna have to keep cutting. I don't know what else. And then you're gonna hit a plateau where you're just gonna be like, now I'm starving. Then you're gonna get into a psychological problem where you're gonna be like, I'm just gonna binge because I'm sick of this diet. Then you gain everything back.
Yeah.
So the thing is, what's the most effective way to cut? And this is something that I was exploring way back in the day. I thought I could just like run a marathon and get a six pack. That's not true. Because after a while, your body gets used to
running. Used to it, yeah, that's why.
You got to shock the body. And that's the main point. The body is an adaptation machine. And it's the results are relative to what stressors you throw at it. So the number one way to probably lose fat is just to cut the carbs. Mm-hmm. Your body is going to respond to that quick. The thing is, it's very difficult. That's why I don't recommend this to somebody who's new. It's mm-hmm. more of an advanced mm-hmm. thing. But if you want to get into the maybe an easier approach, which doesn't involve you counting calories, intermittent fasting. Because intermittent fasting is not about counting calories. Mm-hmm. It's about deciding...
The window of eating.
Exactly. Deciding when it's time to eat. And for starters, it's pretty much like this. You're given 8 hours a day, an 8-hour window where you're allowed to eat, and the other 16 hours you're practically fasting. So for a lot of people it would work like you wake up, you skip breakfast, but you eat your first meal at 12 o'clock and you eat your last meal at 8 o'clock, but then before 12 you don't eat and after 8 p.m you don't eat. So you're fasting for a net total of 16 hours. Now it's easier said than done.
Now that's kind of a intermediate.
Yeah,
not a beginner. Yeah, so if you're a beginner, you know, obviously cut the calories. You're gonna see results.
Yeah.
When you hit the plateau, there are different types of techniques to get to your goal. Some people do live a keto lifestyle. Some people do live intermittent fasting lifestyle. Some people have these as lifestyles. Me, Jeremy as well, we do these things periodically.
Yeah.
Just to kind of switch things up, to see what's going on, you know, challenge yourself. But intermittent fasting is kind of, you know, you've been working out for, you know, a couple months or even a year. You know what you're doing. You've been dieting, or you know how to eat. Then you take it to the next step. Because now those 8 hours that Jeremy was saying, those 8 hours that you're allowing to eat, your body is going to use every single thing that you put into your mouth, into your body, efficiently. Yes. Because the 16 hours you're not eating, your body's going to be going back to, what is it called? Fat burning mode. It's going to go back to try to get you to thermogenesis.
Exactly.
So it's going to start using everything efficiently. You know, it's like same with you in life. Hey, you go to class. This is elementary school. You go to school. You got, you know, what is it? 5 periods.
Yeah.
Or probably middle school. Five or six periods. You go to home. You have a time frame to finish your homework before you go to bed to have it ready the next day. This is kind of like that. You got to finish and get whatever you need to get done with your body.
Yeah.
Go to sleep and repeat.
Yeah, so intermittent fasting is practically a timing approach where you don't have to worry about counting calories. But the thing is, it does work because your body knows when it's time to burn fat and it knows when it's time to start building. So, and granted that you're in a calorie deficit.
Oh, yeah.
Which inherently, it actually helps with that because you start eating less because you don't have to eat that much.
And you don't want to eat
that much. You get full faster. Yeah. So it's a mixture of that and the fact that you're... I mean, at the end of the day, you can probably eat a whole bunch of small meals. You can take two people. You eat the same amount of food, but then one guy's eating small meals throughout the day evenly, and you got that one person doing just an 8. The thing is, I'll bet my money on the intermittent fasting, even though they're eating the same amount of calories.
Mm-hmm.
That's
because your body's using it different. This is what we're talking about by timing and how to use the macronutrients or the style of eating into taking it to whatever you're trying to achieve. Because next, I mean, we've done this. We can go into detail with, oh, you're intermittent fasting, you have a plateau. You know what we're going to do? You're going to carb backload intermittent fasting.
There we go.
Now you're getting to it. I mean, okay. Now, see, then there's so much stuff you can do with this. I mean,
yeah.
We'll go into detail on another podcast on these type of things. And obviously, we'll work on this. If you guys want to know more about it, we can come out with content for you to learn.
Yeah,
and go into detail with just the basic stuff. But right now we're just going through, you know, just because Jeremy's on the carnivore diet. This is another thing that, you know, I think you've beat me on more diets or more type. I've never done this yet.
Yeah, let's just run through the diets. It's the basic macro counting diet. Mm-hmm. I did If It Fits Your Macros for like shamelessly for like a year or two. I was eating burgers and pizza literally like every other day. But then I only limited it to like one slice, you know, one or two
cheat
slices.
Cheat bites.
But then the thing is, the math was right. You know, I was still within my range. But then I didn't feel good. You know, I just didn't feel good. I looked good, but I didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, that's one of the things.
That's like, so we got the, just count your macros. Then if it fits your macros, which is kind of like the lazy or the poor man's trying to be a bodybuilder.
Yeah. So it's like saying, okay, you're still allowed to eat like.
Whatever you want.
Like Pop-Tarts. Even though it's like sugar, but then it's still a carb. But you know, it's not.
But the
same.
Fact that it fits my macros is
exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So we got those two, and then keep going.
Then another diet. I mean, it's not really a diet, but it's the intermittent fasting. That's sort of another diet approach. And then the carb backloading, which is essentially, it's a form of carb cycling.
Carb cycling is one too.
That's another
as
one.
Well.
Yeah. Carb cycling is practically where you do high carb and low carb days, but you kind of like
time them.
You kind of time it, but
depending on what type of workout you're going to do.
Exactly. So if you're doing a big leg day, you're going to want to refuel with a high
carb
day.
Yeah.
But then if you're doing an arm day or shoulder day or something small,
you're going to lower carbs
because you don't need it. Mm-hmm. So it's basically as needed carbs.
And actually with the carb cycling, you want to keep fat very minimal.
You
want to eliminate as much fat as possible. So remember, we don't want threesomes.
Exactly.
You see the carb cycling, you're getting high protein, high carbs.
Right.
Then you're getting low protein. Or low carbs, high protein, no fats. So.
A rule of thumb, and this is basic. This should be like a golden rule. But high carb and high fat, they just don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, what happens is, with the high carbs, you're going to have an insulin response. And if fat's in the mix, some of that fat's going to get stored. Now, if there's no carbs in the mix, then fats will freely roam. And if there's no carbs for enough time, the fat's going to get used.
Yep. So there's no storage. Remember, guys, carbs... cause a reaction for storage, insulin. Exactly. So it spikes it when you hear it spiking insulin. That means your body is demanding to store right now. So everything in the bloodstream, everything that you just ate is going to be stored. So if you had a high-fat meal with high carbs, you're going to store the fat.
Yeah.
That's why they don't work.
You know, I used to love Frappuccinos. All right, these would be my favorite. Dude, you know, Frappuccinos are practically sugar and fat.
Yep. That's why it's so yummy.
It's so yummy.
Same thing with pizza. same thing with burgers.
Yeah.
Same thing with everything that's yummy, dude. That's why that's why if it fits your macros.
You know the funny thing about carnivore diet? Dude, it's yummier than ever. The only thing that I just kind of stay away from cheese and dairy. I mean, I'm doing the grass-fed butter, but you know, I've experimented with the goat butter, all types of butter, and I'm like, the only thing that works for me is the grass-fed, because I'm just like, dairy is just not good.
Your body wasn't meant, you know, to process dairy.
Yeah, whether we were meant to eat dairy, even though it's essential as a baby, you know, and even it's just, you know, like you think in your mind the milk is healthy because it's nutritious. After, when you're an adult, you don't really need it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're a baby, you probably need it, but when you're an adult, you don't really need it because.
Well, milk comes from mama. So that's true. You only need it from mama.
Exactly. Well,
that's a whole other story to talk about.
You could just take a population and the statistic of people who are allergic to dairy. It could be the casein. Maybe it could be like the way that, you know, it's the kind of milk. I mean, raw milk was probably better. They say goat milk is better because it's more similar to the human. But I mean, who gets?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, throughout history, goat's milk is more prevalent in history.
That's interesting.
Than cow milk.
And the thing about
and it's more of a delicacy.
That's the thing, because the thing is,
it's not something to be eaten or drink every day.
It's also not profitable.
It's because
if you think of the milk industry, it's a dirty business. It's a profit. I mean, let's just put it this way.
Yeah,
anything that's sold in the grocery stores, especially like a packaged product, it's a profit incentive. Mm-hmm. All of this stuff can be gotten from a farm. You know, your local farm. Let's just put it this way. Yes, if you buy something that's packaged and it says that it's healthy, you gotta look into it.
I mean,
this is basically, it's healthy according to this century,
but according to the standards of the what we have going on with the food pyramid and all this type of stuff.
Which
it's
was actually,
healthier. It's wrong.
Which was like who invented that? The whole like, okay,
I don't
you
know.
Need to have this much grains.
I think they made that to kill us.
That's another thing. There are smart people in this world who know how to control people, and it's so subtle. It's like, hey, let's just give him some knowledge, some misleading knowledge.
People will believe it. No one wants to think about it.
Yeah, and the thing is, where do you learn it? I mean,
yeah, no one. In the school system, you're not learning about nutrition or anything on how to eat. You're not. You remember I used to eat, remember Lunchables?
Dude, exactly. Lunchables. Hey, if it looked good.
Fruit roll-ups. Like, we ate whatever. Chocolate milk at lunch was awesome. Pizza, some good. But dude, you're feeding kids that and look how they come out.
Yeah.
No wonder we have so many problems.
Exactly. I mean, there is an argument to say that we have evolved and this is just what it has come to. But at the same time, you just got to go back and expand the perspective of, some people think of within this lifetime, but you got to think about
years
the big picture. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, a lot of the problems, the modern day problems, let's just talk about diabetes. It can all be eliminated.
Yeah. And there's a
lot. There is a solution.
Honestly, there are. And it's just not to eat certain things. But a lot of diseases and problems people have, attained in this past century have not existed prior to that, which is kind of weird. Like, it's like, okay, what does it say about the food we're eating now? Or, you know? I mean, like you said earlier, everything's for profit. Everything's for business.
Essentially. The funny thing is, people who sell meat, they can't really make... There's not much of a profit margin for meat. That's why it's really hard to make a profit. But with plant products, especially with things that you can scale, like corn, you know, high corn.
Why do they use high fructose corn syrup and everything?
Because it's scalable. It's scalable. The thing is, when you want to make money, you have to think about scalability. There's only enough cows you can raise.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do they do when there's when you think there's only enough cows to raise? You're gonna have to produce it a certain way.
Yeah.
So
you're gonna have.
That's just another touchy subject,
right there. Exactly. So practically, let's just say, You ever, you know, X-Men? Like, mutant? We're practically creating.
Yeah, we're creating. We're eating mutant
mutants.
Foods.
Yeah.
But on a lighter note, we're going to hit the gym right now, guys. We're going to go hit back right now at 24-Hour Fitness in Anaheim Hills. Yeah. So if you guys ever want to get a workout in with us, let me know. Let us know. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Instagram at Andrew. What's yours?
It's going to come back. It's going to start. You know, actually, I'm going to start this year.
No. Well, what's the Instagram?
I think it's Jeremy S. Jeremie. .s. Okay. That's just the spelling of my real name. So
there's our Instagrams if you guys want to follow us. This is a 30-minute podcast. I will try to be uploading. We'll try to get something going every week, once a week, and we'll have more guests. But this is the first one. It happened to be about the carnivore diet. We'll remember this one.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll see you on the next one.